today, we're on the call today with Aaron Gartland, attorney Aaron Gartland in Dothan, Alabama. And we're going to be talking about everything you need to know about personal injury cases. So, Aaron, would you talk a little bit about yourself and what have you so that we can know a little bit more about you in case this is the first time somebody's listening to the recording has heard about you?
Sure. Of course, like you said, Henry, I'm a lawyer that practices in Alabama and I guess more specifically the Dothan area. And a big part of my practice is handling personal injury cases. And I've had experience in that for over 10 years now.
Okay. Well, I certainly don't know much about personal injury cases, that's for sure. And so I'm looking forward to learn some things about it, that's for sure today. Probably learn a lot of things about it. So let's just dive right on into the questions that we need to get answered. And the first one would be, so when you first talk with someone about a possible case, what's the first thing that you tell them to do?
Henry, the very first concern is always for the person's well-being. If someone has been injured, whether it's an automobile accident or some type of on-the-job injury, the very first advice that I'm going to give that person is to do everything that they can to facilitate their treatment and getting better mentally and physically and emotionally. And so the biggest part of that at that point is just advising them to do everything that their health care providers, their medical providers, their treatment providers tell them to do. Take all their advice, follow their advice, and also just communicate with their health care providers and let them know if they're getting better or let them know if the treatment is working and, of course, they're getting better or if they're having other problems, to follow up just to do everything that their health care providers recommend to, you know, get better physically, mentally, and emotionally.
I see. So the first thing really is to get in touch with the right kind of healthcare providers who are going to help them get their health back.
That's right.
And following those instructions to the maximum.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm wondering, how do you determine when you're talking with somebody the first time, how do you determine that, you know, I have a case at all as I'm talking to you? What do you use or how do you actually figure that one out?
Well, you just have to look at the facts and circumstances that are involved, and I will just generally go with the most common type of personal injury case that I handle, which is an automobile accident, and just we have to look at the facts and circumstances to see how the accident occurred, who's at fault, and what the injuries are, and just look at the facts and circumstances that surround that event to determine if the person has a case.
I see. And so I'm imagining that in that process, during that conversation, you're probably asking a whole lot of different kinds of questions. You know, one of the things that I think most people might be wondering about in that conversation with you is, how do you determine the value of my case? So you find that, well, yeah, the facts and the circumstances warrant that there is a case here, but they're wondering, well, okay, so what's going to be the value of my case? How much, you know, compensation might I get? Could you talk to that a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, Henry, it's a little bit of the same answer that I just gave you. All the facts and circumstances that surround that injury, that surround that event, are going to determine that. and we will look at everything that's involved and make a determination of, you know, who we believe is at fault, you know, if someone negligently caused the accident, or if someone by, you know, conduct that rises above just an accident or just simple negligence, which might be reckless or wanton conduct. An example of that would be, you know, from a liability standpoint, there's a big difference in someone driving down the street and getting distracted with the radio or the cell phone and rear-ending someone and causing some minor injuries. There's a huge difference in that event and a person that's driving a commercial truck, a commercial 18-wheeler for a, you know, big multi-million dollar company that is drunk, intoxicated behind the wheel, runs through a red light speeding, again intoxicated, and has a history of drunk driving and causes an injury, there's a big difference. So you look at the fault, the liability, you know, the facts and circumstances, and then you look at the person's injury. In the example that I just gave where there's a rear-end collision, a person might have an emergency room visit, some follow-up treatment, maybe some chiropractic care and that sort of thing, where the person that's hit by the 18-wheeler that's speeding, they may have a lifetime of medical treatment. So another factor that's involved, and that's why I gave the example of the big corporation that is required to carry a huge insurance policy, you know, sometimes the amount of insurance comes into play. So there's a lot of factors that determine the value of a case.
I see. Well, do people really, do they just kind of ask you on that first call? Or do they ask, or do they really insist that they want some kind of a number from you? And if they do, how do you handle that?